here's a story from The World.
The idea of an art museum is that you get to see original works, the actual brush strokes of Picasso, for example, not fakes or counterfeits. At a new exhibition at the Museum Ludwig in Cologne, Germany, though, you'll see both, the original and a counterfeit, side by side. The exhibit is meant to highlight art authentication. Rita Kersting is the museum's deputy director and the curator of the exhibit. She joins us from Cologne. Say I am visiting the Museum Ludwig, walking into this new show. Describe for us some of what we'd see.
You see 25 works from our collection of Russian avant-garde, a movement from 100 years ago, great experimental, innovative paintings. But the problem is that a lot of them were faked. And now, during the last years, we have researched and found paintings that are not authentic, and we present them.
You focus specifically on Russian avant-garde art in the early 20th century because it has some specific problems. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. There are forgeries and fakes, many more fakes than in any other movement. And that has reasons, political reasons that have to do with the Cold War and with the repression of that movement during Soviet times. So there was not, especially not in the West, much knowledge of the Russian avant-garde movement. So it was quite easy to introduce to the market works that were not authentic.
Why did you put these fakes on display? What did you want visitors to the Museum Ludwig to understand?
We are a public museum, which means that our paintings belong to the citizens of Cologne. And we all want to know if they were painted by Malevich, by Popova, by Repko, and all those other great artists. And if they are not, we want to identify them and not show them on the white walls again as originals. We will nevertheless present them in the database with all necessary information.
How did you go about determining that the counterfeits were not originals?
Our research is based on three pillars. It's provenance, where has it been before Ludwig acquired it? The second is art historical research. And the third is you select particles of paint and canvas and do chemical analysis.
For many years, it was taboo for museums to even kind of take on issues around art authentication and possible fakes in their collections. Why was that?
Until now, like nearly any other museum, we put the fakes into the storage. We don't want to talk about it. It's something that you suppress. And it's difficult to admit that you made mistakes or that the collectors who support you made mistakes. And it's a delicate and sometimes embarrassing issue, but it's important to present the research that you can do and that you need to do when you're not sure about the authenticity.
You mentioned, Rita, the embarrassment caused by counterfeits. So I have to ask, have you ever been had by a forgery?
Yes, there are forgeries that you cannot tell that they are forgeries. They are very well made. And even if you don't do anything else in your life than looking at Russian avant-garde art, you sometimes cannot tell a forgery from an original work. Of course, when a certain work turned out to be not original, it's painful. It's sad. But it's also, we are delighted and pleased that we now know for sure.
Rita Kersting is a deputy director of the Museum Ludwig in Cologne and a curator of their new exhibition, Russian Avant-Garde at the Museum Ludwig Original and Fake. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
From PRX.